with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is imposing a 10% baseline tax on imports from all countries and even higher tariff rates on dozens of nations that run trade surpluses with the United States. President Trump says America has been ripped off for far too long.
For decades, our country looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike.
He says it's time for America to stand up for itself.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore.
Trump is declaring a national economic emergency to launch the tariffs, which are expected to produce hundreds of billions in annual revenues. Amazon has put in a bid to buy Chinese-owned TikTok.
Amazon is throwing its hat into the ring to purchase TikTok just days before a U.S. ban on the platform is set to go into effect on Saturday. TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, is required to sell the platform to an approved buyer or take it offline in the United States due to data sharing concerns. On Inauguration Day, Trump gave the platform a reprieve from an all-out ban, barreling past a law that had been upheld unanimously by the Supreme Court. Trump has millions of followers on TikTok and has credited the trend-setting platform with helping him gain traction among young voters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Elon Musk and President Trump have recently suggested that the billionaire entrepreneur's time in the administration might be running out. Musk says he could be done with his work at the Department of Government Efficiency in the near future. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 235 points, the Nasdaq rose 151. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at faith and gender differences.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning towards a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggested that the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the Social Services Agency is motivated by religious beliefs. This is SRN News. A report finds most immigrants at risk of deportation from the U.S. are Christian. Correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
As many as 4 in 5 immigrants at risk of deportation from the United States are Christian. That's according to a new report by Catholic and evangelical organizations. They're calling on their fellow believers to consider the impact of aggressive deportation policies pursued under the Trump administration. The report says about 10 million Christians are vulnerable to deportation, and 7 million citizens who are Christian live in a household with someone at risk of deportation. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Air traffic controllers at Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport will be offered crisis counseling and additional supervision after a fight in the tower and another alarming near miss 2 months after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter killed 67 people. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.